This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is all correct. Thank you, Voice Guy. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 56-year anniversary of the moon landing. And Dorn and I have been racking our brains for the entirety of the break to come up with a greater human achievement. I mean, shoot, we were talking about American achievement. How about a greater human achievement? Doug Whaley joins us until 10. Doug, you got anything cooler than the moon landing?
I do not. I don't think anything I've ever done in my life, and most people's that have done anything in their life can match that moon landing. My question to you is, would you rather go to the moon or go explore the depths of the sea?
I would rather go to the moon because we've already been there and nothing ate us.
Right.
But at the bottom of the ocean, I mean, we sent that little thing down there to see the Titanic and it sucked in on itself like a dying star, like a black hole. So I think neither personally, but I'd rather go to the moon.
I'd rather go to the moon because who knows what's at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the aliens are. They're at the bottom of the sea, not in space.
What if it's Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars, Phantom Menace?
I mean, he has some type of power, doesn't he?
No, he's just nothing. Ugly as sin. And then that big, fat, like, underwater Jabba the Hutt guy talks like... Blah, 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 blah.
What do you think their breath smells like? Jabba the Hutt. And I wouldn't even want to be in the same room. Yeah, their hygiene can't be
bad.
Nice at all.
No.
Real bad.
You can't clean up under those folds. Harry, what do you think is the greatest achievement apart from the moon landing?
We're just talking about like our society moving forward? Or
in human history.
Like, could it be a sports thing? I mean,
thank you for your contribution. Would you rather go to the moon or the bottom of the ocean? All right, good talk.
Oh, me, the moon. The moon, yes.
I try to include Harry.
Yeah, and he just... Yeah,
I try to pass him the ball, and he won't even... He can't even make a shot in the layup line.
No, he literally participated earlier, and then you shot down my very reasonable answer of Jason Bay.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. Doug, Terry McLaurin spoke at a car dealership just yesterday, so he did not report to camp or anything like that. This was at a car dealership, and there was a big media presence there, and he's all ticked off. Who do you think has more of a right to be mad, Terry McLaurin or T.J. Watt?
Ooh, I would say T.J. Watt just because of the narrative that has been set in the public sphere by the owner by saying he wants T.J. to be a one-helmet guy and how much affinity the organization and, more importantly, Mike T. and the trio of brass at the top feel about TJ, and they've expressed it publicly. So for me, TJ would be the one that says, well, you're speaking one thing, but your actions aren't proving that. So there's where I think he has the more reason to be upset. But in the end, everybody can be upset during the negotiation process, but when they get the right figure, they're going to be as happy as a kid on Christmas.
Would you explore a T.J. Watt McLaurin trade? You think that would benefit the Steelers if they went that route? Ultimately, getting Terry McLaurin underneath contract for about 4 or 5 years with DK Metcalf and you draft a young receiver next year, do you think that that would be a realistic scenario for the Steelers to explore?
I think for me, yes. And I've been preaching this for probably 2 years now when everybody thought I was crazy when I posed trading TJ when you could get a bigger haul because he was under contract and he was younger. That's when you should have done it if you did that. That's where you start getting assets to build for to create a foundation. Now, I would still do it. The only thing is, I think your return is going to be a lot less because you have a guy in his 30s, even though it's early 30s, but that team's going to have to give up an asset but also pay him. So that's where, again, his trade value would be a little lower. But I was on board with that 2 or 3 years ago, Dorn, so yes, I would do it. And like you said, here's what you're thinking now is you can say that we are all in, but for this year because you're beefing up that offense and we already know what the defense, even though you're subtracting on the defense, if you can have those young guys step up, and then the onus in my part or my thinking would be on Terrell Austin and Mike T to be able to come up with schemes to cover up that loss of TJ Watt. So I think it would be also, in my opinion, a form of accountability for the defensive coaching staff and Mike T to say, we just stocked up on offense with Aaron Rodgers. We're going to be a serious competitor in the AFC North and more importantly in the AFC, but you have to pull your weight and make up for that loss of TJ on defense with your defensive mind and defensive schemes.
Jeremy Fowler is polling scouts, executives, coaches from around the NFL and coming out with the top 10 list of players for each position. Where did Aaron Rodgers fall on this list? We'll get to that with Doug Whaley coming up next. First, we've asked what other great accomplishments in human history were that could maybe be on par with landing on the moon, which happened 56 years ago today. Someone texts in, how about splitting the atom? Yeah, that's genius and really hard to do. Not sure it's great for human history. You know, the nuke. Not wild about that one.
Yep.
Someone says, what about Jonas Salk and the vaccination? They totally eliminated polio. That's a pretty good one.
That is good.
University of Pittsburgh, Dorn.
That is correct.
I think landing on the moon, more badass. Like, was Jonas Salk getting some for creating the polio vaccine? Maybe if he wanted to, but not as much as Neil Armstrong could have.
I mean, I'm saying like cold moment where you don't get anything, any really benefit from it. Like, polio, that is, you're getting benefit, and that's great. I'm not saying it's not, but, like, landing on the moon, you got zero benefit. Like, nothing, you're not getting any benefit from it. You just did it.
You just did it to pretty much say you could.
To just say you could.
Because really, and this could be just a total blind spot for me. I mean, what did you really gain?
Nothing.
Like, nothing apart from being first.
That's it.
Texter, the invention of the Hot Pocket.
And you also had the technology. I guess you gained the technology, like, hey, we have the technology that we built to get us there.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
And maybe you're thinking you're a hop, skip, and a jump then away from Mars. But again, what do I know? One word, penicillin. Yeah, but that, again, we're fighting disease. We're fighting infection. There's a massive benefit. The moon, look at us. We're American. We're on the moon.
Right.
Pretty damn cool. All right, more with Doug Whaley for the next 45 minutes when we come back. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our web guy, Andy, who we love, one of the funniest dudes around here, just walked in, complimented Doran, saying it was really cool seeing him signing all those autographs after the celebrity softball game. And then he brought up the fact that Pony autographed Caboli's son's ball, Wyatt Caboli, nice young kid, strapping lad. And the way Pony signs his autograph is he writes Pony, P-O-N-I, in giant block letters. He writes Pony like my daughter, who's 5, would write Pony. It's hilarious, but memorable. It's very John Hancock-like. John Hancock says, forget all you founding fathers. People are going to remember me forever because I'm going to write my name so damn big. And that's what Pony does.
Yeah.
Kind of a heady play. Seems childlike. Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. Doug, where do you think Aaron Rodgers came in among the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL as polled by Jeremy Fowler talking to coaches, executives, and front office personnel?
Is this based on recent performance or entirety of their career performance?
I think it's where they are right now and kind of what's predicted that they'll do this year.
I'd say top 15, I'd say he's around 9 to 11.
All right, I counted wrong because he wasn't even in the honorable mention category. He was 16th in the NFL. So smack dab in the middle. Do you guys think that's right?
Yeah,
I think it's right. What about you, Doug? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of comparable to what he did last year. Now, if you compare his numbers to some other players, they're around the same. Like, where's C.J. Stroud? Because his numbers were very close to C.J. Stroud's last year. I wonder where he's at on the list. Or are they just putting Aaron Rodgers there because he's Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's a combination of
C.J. Stroud was 11th, just real quick, Kim. Sorry, Doug.
Okay. Yeah, so, 11th, that's where I thought he'd be. And you look at it this way. Aaron Rodgers, there's going to be some games. There were some games last year, and I remember because Ryan Clark got on a soapbox about, oh, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's back. He's going to be the same as when he was in Green Bay. The issue's going to be, can he sustain that? We're going to see some flashes where this year where games are going to be like, oh, no, this guy is the dude. And then other ones will be like, well, yeah, the age is showing up. So that lack of consistency is probably why they're putting him at 16, giving him enough credit to say he can get you a few games, but he can't carry the team the whole year like he was before.
This isn't straw, man. We've heard a ton of people say, you go from Russell Wilson to Aaron Rodgers, are you even really upgrading? Well, Rodgers is, again, 16th in votes on this list, so slap dab in the middle of all NFL starting quarterbacks, not mention Russell Wilson. Not a single one of these guys even breathed his name to Jeremy Fowler. And I think that's right. Like, we did see some flashes, like kind of what you're saying, Doug, with Aaron Rodgers from Russell Wilson last year, but I don't think he flashed as impressively, if that makes sense, as Aaron Rodgers did.
I agree with you. And it was more like a roller coaster where you got the slow burn up because you didn't see him for those 5 weeks. You hit the peak and you had that mad rush those first couple games going down that first hill, and then it just flatlined. He didn't have any other tricks after that. So let's hope that Aaron Rodgers isn't the same way coming another year older, but the hope is another year off of that Achilles that he can maybe sustain it for a longer period of time. But when you think about the ranking of Aaron Rodgers, the 16th,
that really mirrors the ranking of the Steelers and their performances these last couple of years, right in the middle, a little above average. And that's really, unfortunately, bleeding into what the type of football team they're trying to put out there. Let's just be competitive. Let's be better than average. Let's get Mike T that, keep that non-losing streak alive, and let's get in the playoffs and then just get skull drug. So unfortunately, that number really perpetuates what type of team they're trying to put on the field this year.
Well, prediction time for you, Doug. All right, so who's going to have the better year? Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Aaron Rodgers, or Justin Fields?
Ooh. I'm going to say Justin Fields because of how much they're going to let the offense run through him. And it's, when I say run, the design runs. You got a young offensive coach, I mean, young defensive minded coach. So he's going to be similar to Mike T. Hey, let's control the ball, not put it in harm's way. Excuse me. Let him use what he does best, which is run. And then that will open up the pass. So I think statistically, Justin Fields will have a better year, better in more impactful to their team. I would say Aaron Rodgers.
Do you feel like last year was a really wasted opportunity with Justin Fields? The more and more I reflect on it, they just had him not lose games for six games. Then you sit him down, use him sparingly after that. He's gone at the end of the year. You don't make him a competitive offer. And you really never got to see him spread his wings. Like, I get that they thought that Russ gave them a better chance of winning, but I just don't understand why they operated the way they did with Justin Fields. Like, you never really got to find out what he could do.
Well, to me, it just signified that they didn't think that – they thought he was just a nice backup quarterback that has some straight traits that they would like as the number two, but never had any long-term plans for him because of what you just said. This guy, excuse me, never really had a chance to show them what he could do. They never passed the keys to the car and say, it's yours. You got your driver's license. We don't need to be in the passenger seat. Run with the team. So to me, that signifies they thought this would be a nice one-year rental. Have a guy as a backup that brings something different than Russell, but we don't see him as a long-term answer because all things that pointed to them believing in him, they didn't do. So when they show you what they're really thinking about a person, you got to believe it.
Doug, we'll run through this top 10 list with you when we come back. Also, another list, the 32 coaches in the NFL as ranked by CBSSports.com. Where did Mike Tomlin come in on the list? We'll get to that next. Doug Whaley on with us until 10 o'clock. We were talking about the moon landing earlier. 56 years ago today, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, them dudes went up there. Someone texts in, it was fake. No one has ever been to the moon since. You know that, right? Okay, I went to San Diego once.
I've never been back.
I've never gone back. I mean, what? I saw what I needed
That's
to
see. That's the only reasoning behind it being fake. Like, my buddy Aaron Reed just texted me and said the same thing. It's fake.
Only been there once. I don't know. You ever been to upstate New York? You don't need to go back. Buffalo's nice.
Yeah.
But, like, I've seen the Niagara Falls. I don't got to go again. Mm-mm. You know what I'm going to get? Wet.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You get wet. It's not that great. It's a nice sight. You go to the moon once. There's a bunch of rocks. What do you need to do?
Why is it fake? Like, I don't know.
Doug, I'm sure you've been to places and never gone back.
Oh, many places and never gone back. And I'll say this. Let's say even like national parks, when you go to see any national park, they are so crowded these days. It's almost a deterrent that you want to go see something like that. And for me, you say, oh, let's go to the Grand Canyon. I'm okay. Take a picture. It's going to be the same thing for me. So I'm not a big visual guy, especially when you're talking about something that when you see it, you're like, okay, this is great. You're not going to sit there and study it for an hour like it's a painting by Van Gogh. So
wait a second.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Real quick, you appreciate a Van Gogh painting more than you would appreciate the Grand Canyon. That's an interesting take. Really?
No. I'm saying I appreciate them both, but I can appreciate that Grand Canyon on a picture. I don't have to fly to Phoenix 4 hours, drive 2 more hours, and be there for 5 minutes and be like, okay, let's go. That picture does the same thing for me.
I think the Grand Canyon's so overrated. It's just a big hole.
Or like the Hoover Dam or anything like that. All right, I'm good with just the picture. It's especially where the cameras are today, probably does better for me.
Just give me a good screensaver any day, guys.
Screensaver.
All right, here's the Jeremy Fowler list of top 10 quarterbacks as ranked by NFL executives and coaches. Number two, and you stop me if you hear anything that gets you going, or you can wait until I'm done and we can do it that way. 10, Baker Mayfield. 9, Jalen Hurts. 8, Jared Goff. 7, Justin Herbert. 6, Matthew Stafford. 5, Jaden Daniels. How about that? 4, Lamar Jackson. 3, Joe Burrow. 2, Josh Allen. And 1, Patrick Mahomes.
Only thing I'd say is I'd have to have Hurts over Herbert.
Agreed.
And Daniels.
Yes. And I talked to Starkey about this.
About no respect.
That's exactly right, Doug. I talked to Starkey about this before his show yesterday. And you know, people say, oh, he's got all that talent. Absolutely he does. That roster is stacked. But people feel like you could plug anybody in there and win a championship. I think they discount the fact that he had, 18 rushing touchdowns or whatever it was last year? Like Josh Allen could do that. How many other guys are running that offense that way? Anybody else? Probably not.
No, not at all. And I agree with you. I mean, you can't just and the whole thing about, and this is one of the things that I love being on the radio, because when something happens, especially during the season, we all think about it from the Steelers' point of view, like they should have beat this team or this and that. It is very, and Thorne, back me up this. It is very hard to win in the NFL. And guess what? The other teams, they got players that get paid as well. So for me to sit there and say, I'm going to discount what Jalen Hurts did because his roster is stocked, I think that's a discredit to what this guy does and the position he plays and being able to lead that team to victory because it's so hard. So I just think that's a major oversight or major disrespect. And I'd be worried if I was in the NFC and in the league because he may take offense to it. As Michael Jordan said,
like it is very hard to win in the NFL, but it's also very hard to win consistently. And I just sit there and I laugh whenever, you know, these rankings and, you know, the people on ESPN will come out and say, has Patrick Mahomes fallen off the cliff? Like, is Patrick Mahomes, era over? Like, get out of here. No, it isn't, because he lost the Super Bowl. Because he lost the Super Bowl and they start off slow. He has the formula. If you have the formula, Jalen Hurts has the formula. He's been to a Super Bowl, right? And he's won a Super Bowl. Like, how can he not be higher up on a list like that whenever he is clearly leading his team whenever the time is needed to lead his team to the playoffs, during the playoffs, into a Super Bowl?
Yeah, and you put a rookie that just made it to the NFC Championship compared to a guy that's been to the Super Bowl twice. He ranked him over him.
And Herbert, he just won a playoff game maybe? Or went to the playoffs?
Exactly. Right. But, I mean, he did what he's supposed to do, elicit conversation. So, kudos to him.
We have been to the moon 6 other times.
I got a question, fellas. You talk about moon landing. This is a different invention, but what do you feel about autonomous vehicles? Because when I come to Phoenix, I ride exclusively in Waymos. And I'll send you guys videos.
What?
Because, yes, I'm all about the autonomous vehicles. They are safer to me. And here's the funny thing. Last time I was out here, I was getting a ride back to the airport. And I'm in a Waymo, and we pass an accident by two people in the car. I said, this would have been a perfect commercial for Waymo.
You're telling me you go to Phoenix. You're in Phoenix, and you ride in a robot car.
Absolutely. All the time.
How many times have you done this?
You don't have to tip the driver. It's economic, and it's safe. I'm telling you. Now, I wouldn't do it at midnight when it's it's night out and some things can jump out in front of the car, but when you jump in there, they show you on the screen the whole landscape like you're in a Tesla. It turns the turning signal lights on. It obeys every traffic light. It merges. I'm telling you, I feel safer than
what?
If I'm in an Uber. Yes.
Oh, hell freaking no. I mean, I don't let anybody drive me.
I'll send you.
I'm a freak like that. Like, I have to drive myself places. I get all squirrely about it. A robot? Heck no.
No chance.
No chance.
Darn, all right. Harry, what about you?
Harry.
I do like to drive. I'm not afraid of somebody driving me, though, like Crowley is.
He does not know what we're talking about again.
No, he doesn't.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Talking about robot cars, right. Harry. Thank you.
Way to pay attention, Harry.
Third time today.
I mean, it's just...
That's a hat trick.
All-timer, yeah.
It's a Harry hat trick.
I've only missed twice. I missed the moon one the other time.
All right. Coming up next, where does Mike Tomlin rank on the list of 32 coaches in the NFL? You might be surprised. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. All hell is breaking loose on the YouTube stream comment section where Mike Jones is arguing with, like, Steelers fan. It's Bucko Dan 72. And I'm not going to scroll up to see what all started this thing, but I think Mike Jones called Bucko Dan poor. And then they just started firing barbs at each other left and right. What a community we have on the YouTube. Doug Whaley with us here for our final segment. Didn't leave a lot of time to talk about this. CBSSports.com ranked every coach in the NFL. 32 all the way down to one. 32, they had Brian Callahan. I'm not going to go through the entire list. Brian Schottenheimer, newly minted coach of the Cowboys at 31. Brian Daboll, who would be my front runner to get fired first, at 30. Where do you guys think they put Mike Tomlin on this list?
10.
I was going to say 12.
Doran Dickerson hit it right on the nose. 10th.
Mm.
Which is like the quintessential place you put a guy so that you're not offensive to the guy, but you also think maybe he doesn't belong in the top 10. Mm. Sean Payton right behind him. Sean McDermott at 12. And I would argue that Sean McDermott, while I do think he's a good coach, has underachieved. Like, you got to get to a Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No doubt. Yes. And it all comes down. It'd be different if they didn't get to Super Bowl by different circumstances. But it always seems to come down to a moment, a crucial moment in the game where he gets paid to make the decision, and he's always made the wrong decision.
Mm. He screwed up that game with 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
He got Mahomes, sure, but still he peed all over himself in that moment.
Yes.
Stefanski at 13. Sorry. Dan Quinn of the Commanders at 14. Doran, I know you've always respected the hell out of Dan Quinn. Then D'Amico Ryans, Mike Vrabel, who I think would wind up higher on the list after this year, Pete Carroll, Zach Taylor with the Bengals at 18.
Hmm.
I know he got to the Super Bowl. I find myself being underwhelmed by that guy every year. Like, with that offensive production last year, there's zero reason that they shouldn't have made the playoffs.
Be a hell of an offensive coordinator. If he gets fired, I'd be banging down the door to hire him as an OC.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
What do you think Stefanski's going to last? Because, I mean, you're expecting them to be the worst team in the NFL. Does he last another year?
I mean, with that owner, you never know, but they could have a soapbox to stand on saying, you're labeling, you're handcuffing us with this roster. How are you going to judge me with this roster? So I just don't know that inner workings of that dynamics, but from the outside, as temperamental as the Haslams are, I could see him being out.
That's well said, because he's been a two-time coach of the year, but I don't know, when they made the playoffs with Joe Flacco, I realize it was Flacco, so you get a lot of credit for that. But then they were a no-show. Yeah, I've never been crazy about Stefanski. Same thing, I would love him as my OC.
Right.
Mike McDaniel, 20. I mean, this guy has had a fall from grace.
Yeah, he was up there. I mean,
I could see him getting canned at the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
If they're not good, and I don't think they will be.
It's like a kid at Christmas. At first, they open that gift. They love it. A couple hours later, it's gone. The shine has worn off of Mike McDaniels.
All right, last one here. Shane Steichen at 22. Do you think Mike Tomlin has him number one on his list of coaches? Shane Steichen just plays with Mike Tomlin like he's food. Shane Steichen owns Mike Tomlin. That's it.
Like
thank
a
you, Doug.
Laser to a cat.
There you go. You ever do that? Mm-hmm. You don't like cats, do you, Doran?
Can't stand them.
Doug, you like cats?
No, me either. No. That was one of my... I have a few rules when I proposed to my wife, and one of them was no cats.
No cats. Zero.
No cats.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you guys.
Goodbye.
Let's go to the moon.
And never go back. I hung up on him. All right, that's going to do it for us today. It's 9:55, Joe. We're wrapping up. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high 84, low 72. Doran, it's just you and Harry
yes.
for the rest of the week.
Harry's probably excited.
Oh, he's got to be thrilled.
I'm happy that Doran's taking off, yeah. See, I'm not paying attention.
No, that was good. That's a good bit. All right. And then, Doran, you're off next week.
Yep.
So I'll see you in August.
Basically, yes.
All right, buddy.
Whenever we'll have real football.
Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Real-ish football.
Pseudo-football.
Some football.
Goodbye.
Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.